Welcome to Heartsbeat Podcast, episode 64, Merging with the Moon.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, we have been in some very interesting times. We are living with them now. And I just hope that you and your family are safe, and your friends, and that you are maintaining your own equilibrium, your own balance, maybe in lockdown, in social distancing, and being able to find purpose for your life, value for your life, keep connections with friends and family. Because all these things are so important to us as human beings. And an idea that I had and I've been thinking about for the last few months was, how do we connect to something that's bigger than us? And my mind had been continually coming back to the moon. If you read my book, The Heart of the Great Mother, you'll see that I spend a lot of time talking about the moon faces, the moon phases, our own lunar phase, the different nodes of the moon, because the way I see it is that at this moment, there is so much chatter going on what we would call the fifth dimension, the mental state, so much of what we call information. And information is often bombarding our minds, and we find it difficult to connect to our hearts or connect to something bigger than that. And if we understand what a virus is a piece of information, a piece of RNA. So there's more information being put into our system. And even the idea of a vaccine is more information. We don't need more information. What we need to be able to do is to tap into who we are. And I've been talking about this over the last few weeks, encouraging all of us to reclaim our gems, to come home to ourselves, to listen to our intuition. But I also recognize that sometimes we need a guideline, we need a rhythm, we need something that we can connect to. And so I've been thinking, and I'm going to present this to you, that together we follow the eight phases of the moon. Why? Because wherever I am in the world, I'm always looking up at the moon and saying it's the same phase as if I was back home. So wherever you are in the world, we're actually all on the same phase. Now, I know that some of you have done women's work with me, and you may have a menstrual bleed, a menstrual cycle. And please, I don't want to disturb that. But maybe just for a short time, you follow us through these lunar cycles, these lunar phases, and see what happens to your periods. And I know there are a lot of women who no longer have periods, maybe like me because you're postmenopausal, or maybe you're using an injection or a patch or an IUD that has hormones in it. And what I want to say is that that's not you in rhythm. And the more that we as women allow some hormones to disturb us, it's like having another piece of information going into your beingness. So I'm suggesting that if you are a woman and you are using some hormones, this might be a really good way of helping you to rebalance yourself. Now, saying all of that, is what I'm about to do only for women? Absolutely not. Men, you can join me on my rhythms. My husband will. But I'm essentially wanting to connect with the women, because in a time of transformation, which we are in, this is a profound time of transformation, if you haven't noticed it, this is a time where we are dying to old patterns and being born to new ones. Now, I've looked at different scales on this, folks, and anybody who tells me, well, once this is over, we can all get back to normal, I'm sorry, it's not going to be normal. I'm sorry if you want me to say something different. This is the transformation we've been waiting for. This is why you're on the planet. This is why you picked the lucky straw. You won the lottery. this is the moment our souls have been waiting for, to wake up to all that we are. Our genetic information is all waking up. Our minds, our hearts are waking up. And as you've heard me say over and over, there is an old guard, a sense of let's just keep people where they are, which has caused us to go into lockdown and all the social distancing and everything. Now, am I saying that that wasn't a great decision? I don't know. But what I do know is that we need to find a rhythm again that gives us purpose, gives us validity, gives us a sense of connection. So if you choose to follow the moons with me, and I hope you do, the moon phases, we're going to be looking at how can we both reset our own natural rhythms, because I'm sure they've been very disturbed during all the different situations that have occurred over the last few weeks, and maybe not only reset them to something that was before, because I'm not convinced that's important, but reset them to your natural rhythms. Who am I? What's the rhythm that really works with my soul? You know, I'm watching so many people who are realizing that, wow, I don't have all those rules that I was having to follow. I don't have all the roles that I thought I was having to live because I'm being put in a cocoon. And that cocoon is allowing us to say, you know, I don't know if I want to go back to the 24/7 driving myself hard or everybody thinking I'm superwoman or denying myself what I need to nurture me. So looking at what is it that's actually giving me a chance to change. So I'm resetting your rhythm so you can reconnect to what's important for you and express that in the world. And as I say, I'm looking at different models. Certainly I've got models that tell us that we have got this for several years, but certainly we've got it until 2024, 2026. So you might say, well, that's a few years and I was hoping it was just a few months. It's not. So even if I just say 4 years, that's a long time. So be prepared that the changes we're going through are not just about a virus. Forget, I can't say forget the virus, but forget the purpose of the virus as being the only problem. Look at what's happening beneath that. If you want to look back at some of my podcasts, go back to the one I did on AI. That's really important this moment. Go back to the immunity one. Go back and look at what is it our world is becoming. So let me bring you back to here. I'm unifying you with your own rhythm. And I'm unifying us because we all see the same world. And what I'm saying is there are many levels, many dimensions. There's a 3D dimension you may know about. It's our physical world, length, breadth, depth. Then there's the four-dimensional world, which is the emotional body. And at the moment, those emotions are flying around, and quite understandably. And then there's a mental body, and that's where all this information is. Lots of people talk about a fifth dimension. I'm not particularly interested in dimensions, but I just want you to understand how they function within us, or i.e. I try not to give numbers. But if that helps you, we have an emotional level, we have a mental level, and what I'm wanting you to work with is what we call the soul level. Now, what is the moon? The moon is this nurturing quality. We call it the feminine energy. It realigns us not just to our moods and our emotions, but also to a rhythm, to phases. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be working with you. I really want you to understand that we live in a cyclical world. We have seasons, but we're not all on the same season at the moment, which is why I chose not to go there. But we also have a moon that does the same thing. And we breathe in and we breathe out. And our blood, our heart pumps and it pumps, it contracts and relaxes. Everything we're about is about two different energies, but two different energies that come together in a oneness. What I'd say is the one and one equal two, and the two equal becomes the three. This is the power. It's not just a duality, it's a trinity. I won't go too far down that journey. But what I'm wanting you to understand is that when we look at the moon, we may only see what we consider is the light of the moon. But behind that light, or with that light, or in conjunction with that light, is the dark moon. And you may see it when we look at a new moon. You can literally see that sliver of light, but you see the darkness of the moon as well. So it's a dance between the dark and the light. Some people call it the mother energy is the dark, the light is the sun, or S-O-N, not S-U-N. But our journey is of coming from the darkness, the dark moon. These are the 3 days around the new moon that I'm going to be talking more about as we go through this. And then the light takes place, it's developed, it grows out of the darkness, out of the mother energy, until it becomes the full moon. And then it starts dying away, where the light of the moon, the sun, the S-O-N, feeds the mother with all the wisdom it's learned as it gets smaller and while it gets smaller and smaller. And eventually it gives the last piece of light, the seed, back to the mother and dies. And then a new moon is born. So over these next few weeks, every 3.5 days, because there's 8 phases, goes into 28, 29 days, which is a lunar month, I'm going to be doing a podcast. Now, I'm going to be doing it in association with all of us knowing that there's a full moon, a new moon, and 2 quarters, and then I'm going to divide those up again into 8 pieces. Where you live, you may be interested in getting a calendar, an app on your phone, or a calendar that shows at least the full moon, new moon, and at least the quarters. I have an app on my phone now that has also when the 8 phases start. Please go onto your phones, look for that. If you have any difficulty letting me know, and I will let you know the app. I've also written the 8 phases as I put them into the book on my website. So if you go to christinepage.com and you go to offerings and you go to women, and again, it's not only for women, but I'm trying to get women realigning with themselves. And you go to merging with the moon, the offerings down at the bottom is merging with the moons. Click on that and you'll be taken to another page. And on that page is your ability to download a PDF and the different books I'd be using or be talking about during this time. So whatever way you want to find it, of course, I'd love you to buy the book, but I'm not dedicated to that. I'm wanting you to follow with me. And I must say that if you as a woman feel you want to know more about these rhythms and how you can tap into your feminine, there are different parts of my teachings, such as the Handbook of Women's Mysteries. But I want us to be able to work together. So just again telling you that this podcast will go up on Podbeam and then on iTunes and all the other formats, and it was also going to be on YouTube. If you want, please leave comments on my page under YouTube, my channel. And I have a Facebook group called The Great Mother Calling. And you're very welcome to ask to join that group and enter your thoughts and your comments there, because I'm going to really be focusing this next month on these cycles. Phew, I hope that's giving you enough different information as to where to find more information, where to comment, how to get more in tune with this. I want this to be, I have to say, a global event, not for myself, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we're all looking at the same moon and going, I'm not alone, I'm connected to other people. And this moon energy, as I was saying, is higher, it's a higher frequency, it's a celestial frequency. It's not a mental frequency. Does that make sense? And it's not an emotional one. So I'm wanting us to connect to something bigger than us. At the same time, I'm always talking about how we root ourselves into Mother Earth, rooting to something bigger than us. There's a lot of frequencies going around at the moment, a lot of information. I'm not wanting to provide information. I'm wanting to inform you. I want to tell you how to tap into your highest frequencies. And what you get out of that, God bless you. I'm not trying to dictate, but I am saying that we have, as human beings, we have these different markers around us, the moon, the seasons, our breath, they must be there for a purpose. So I'm asking you to join me in this. So let's just look at where I'm starting. I decided to start on the last quarter. For my calendar, this is actually on Monday the 13th. Your calendar may be different. I just am saying this is why I'm starting this now. And it feels really appropriate to be starting now. Because if you would just take a moment, I'm just going to read you what this fourth quarter, the last quarter means to you. And I'm just going to read from my book to so you know. This is a time of reevaluation. It's a time for revising. And I think a lot of us are revising what it is that we believe, what it is we know, because this is a period of time where we are not going back to what we thought we were. I know I'm repeating myself there, but everybody's being asked now to say, what is my greatest gifts? And if I had to change the way I've been doing things, what inspires me? What do I enjoy? Where do I feel fulfilled? And you might say, well, what about getting money? I've got to tell you that that's important, but not as important as the creativity you have within you. Because we're coming to a time where even the value of money is changing. I do see much more artificial intelligence coming in. I do see many jobs being lost because of that, I'm sad to say. But it does mean that we will be no longer having to value ourselves just from a point of being able to earn money, but bringing the best quality of what it is to be human. So I know some of you are saying, well, that's all okay for you, but I'm saying, please dig deep, find your creativity, find some joy in your work, because that's going to make a huge difference to you. So what I'm saying here again is, you are going to be questioning yourself, and that will spark a crisis in your consciousness. I mean, we're all being thrown into a crisis. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? But just know that when we are in crisis, we're also in power. Chaos allows us to fall deeper into who we are. So there will be inner urgings. There will be things where you'll say, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to be with this person. I don't want to do this. And of course it says, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm so scared. But at the same time, there's a yearning to say, I won't put up with this anymore. So things will come up for you. They will make you feel scared. But there's sometimes we have to go to the very bottom of our being to know what is right for us. Does that make sense? So this isn't about trying to change others. And again, this is a part of this journey. This isn't about saying, oh, well, you better change and then we can all change. This is about, you know, I may not be able to explain why I'm not going to do this thing, but I'm not going to do it anymore. And this I'm saying is particularly important for this last quarter moon from about the 13th of April through to about the 17th of April. Again, you'll have to take these dates a little bit around where you're living, but I'm trying to give you a guideline. What's important is you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's important to share with others what you're doing and not judge them if they don't want to do the same thing, which is a very common for us. We want everybody to do what we're doing. And I think it's so important for us to be able to say, I'm not judging you for not wanting to come with me, but if I don't do this, it's not going to be good for either of us. So cutting the ties that bind with people, so important, is maybe you want to imagine you're in a meadow and there's a circle around you on the floor. There's a second circle connected to your circle, like a figure of eight. And then to invite your circle is your circle. Nobody can come into that. Invite into the other circle someone who you feel it's time to emotionally detach from. Doesn't mean you're never going to see them again. Doesn't mean you're not going to love them. But you know that the emotional tie is not healthy anymore. And so what you can see is there a cord running from me to them or them to me, maybe especially through my chakras. And if there is a cord, what is it made from? And am I ready to cut that? And I might have to be very inventive of how I cut that. And if you choose to cut that, tie off the ends so they don't rematch. And you may have to repeat that two or three times before to make sure that there isn't a reconnection. And then you ask that person to leave, wishing them well, sending them best. But all of this is about who are you holding on to, not who's holding on to you. Where are we all making excuses for why we can't move forward, why we can't expand, why we can't let go, why we can't do something? So this is the time when I talk about reevaluating and really being honest. Where are you making up stories? Where are you telling people, I'd love to do that, but I can't? So this is a time to be truly honest, but it is a time that we may never have again, a time where we are being given choices. And a lot of that is not about listening to more news, please. I'm not saying news isn't good. I'm just saying we don't need more information. We need less information, more heart information, more rooting ourselves, and more honesty about how we're feeling in our bodies. Because our bodies are telling us the truth. I've got to say that. If you feel sick to the stomach at the thought of doing something, if you feel exhausted at the thought of doing something, if you feel excited, then you feel it in your body. And your body is reacting to something very deep within you. Now, on the 14th, which is a couple of days' time, the 13th, 14th, 15th, those sorts of days, the sun is going to be square both Jupiter and Pluto, Pluto and then Jupiter. Sun is presently in Aries, warrior-like, battling. When it's squaring this Capricorn energy of both Pluto and Jupiter, it's in somehow bringing more tension to what I'm talking about. Sun is about our personality. What do I really want to do? Where am I really wanting to move beyond the roles and the rules and the structures and being defined and dictated to? Where am I willing to step up? And when the Sun and Mercury come together, there's going to be more information coming out. There's going to be more people talking about things. There's going to be even a little bit of revolution, I think, coming through, especially as when I watch Saturn in Aquarius. So just be aware that there are movements and allowing yourself to move with those things, but don't overactivate yourself. This isn't a time necessarily for starting a new project. This is a time for releasing, letting go. I'm just thinking of being in my garden, cutting away things that I no longer need. I think there's a lot of people at present cleaning things up, putting things away, getting rid of things because they're at home. So whatever it is that you're doing, see this time as an important time of spring cleaning. So this is what I want to share with you. I hope you're going to be as fascinated by this as I am. I would really love for you to look and find an app that has the calendar on it. I'd really love you to connect with me via YouTube or via the Facebook group, Great Mother Calling. But even if you don't do that, just keep listening to these podcasts and be reflective. As you maybe look up at the moon, I was looking up at it earlier on in the day, that we are connected through this. We are united through this. And that she's guiding us through our lives, especially through this period of transformation. So until next time, I look forward to talking to you and sharing with you and hearing from you. Many blessings now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Please do share with friends, family, and colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.